People will long recall September 23, 2001, as a momentous date in National Football League history. And yet for a columnist who had reported from the smoldering 9/11 crime scene that was downtown Manhattan, this was no day to write about what transpired between the New England Patriots and the New York Jets. This was the first NFL Sunday after terrorists had flown hijacked planes into the World Trade Center towers, committing a mass murder of unspeakable depths. Some 60,000 fans had gathered inside Foxborough Stadium for a three-hour reprieve from the horror of it all. I was standing on the sidelines with colleagues Adrian Wojnarowski and Gary Myers during the game's final minutes, and my story for the next morning's newspaper was already set. Joe Andruzzi, a Patriots guard from Staten Island, had three firefighting brothers among the responders at Ground Zero, including Jimmy, who had evacuated one of the doomed towers, and by an estimated 45 seconds had narrowly escaped the fate that claimed more than 400 firefighters, cops, and EMTs. Dressed in their FDNY helmets and coats, the Andruzzi brothers were the honorary game captains, joined on the field by their father Bill, a former New York City cop. No, there wasn't a damn thing between the lines or on the scoreboard that could possibly rearrange my sports writing priorities on this day. Not even the dawning of the greatest coaching career pro football has ever seen. Bill Belichick would lose this game to the Jets by a 10-3 count and fall to 0-2 on the season, to 5-13 in his time in New England, and to 41-57 overall as an NFL head coach. Belichick was facing a potential sixth losing season in 7 years of running the Patriots and the Cleveland Browns. No matter what he tried, the coach couldn't temper the growing suspicion that he was just another brilliant coordinator who didn't have the leadership skills and charisma to run his own team like his former boss Bill Parcells had. But a second-year quarterback named Tom Brady, sixth-round pick, was leading that failed final drive. After the starter, franchise player Drew Bledsoe had taken a vicious shot from Jets linebacker Mo Lewis. I'd never heard a hit like that around any football field on any level. It sounded as if one of the dressed-up militiamen in the end zone had fired off his musket. As Bledsoe's backup trotted onto the field in the fourth quarter, looking very Ichabod Crane-ish, I thought of Brady's underwhelming career at Michigan, of his lack of mobility and athleticism, and of Michigan coach Lloyd Carr's constant, if failed, attempts to replace him with a younger and more dynamic Drew Henson.